been 21?
Yeah.
21 when I took it.
That's amazing.
I gave myself 3 weeks in the UK as a Kentucky. I did 3 weeks in Kentucky for my birthday, my 21st birthday.
And then came back
I came back a week later and took it for the business.
Wow.
Hey, you're listening to My Millennial Money. It's the other Triple M podcast, but with less Red Hot Chili Peppers. And now, over to Aaron, John, and Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi.
How are we?
Hi, Jake.
Hi. Hi,
Jake.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome.
We've got a guest today, Jake.
His name's Jake.
Jake Allen. However, did you know John's favourite radio station is Triple M?
It doesn't surprise me, though.
It's one of a few, Glenn.
What's your others?
I do.
Luke Bonner. Oh, he's Triple M.
Are you
on the way to the airport? Yeah. Luke Bonner, yeah.
Don't say it. What the other one is?
Say it.
Don't. ABC.
No, not that one. No. What one do you listen to? The Office.
SEN.
SEN.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
What's that?
What's SEN?
What's SEN?
Look, it's a dedicated sport program around the country, driven out of Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of?
I thought he was going to say like 2GO or something.
I listened to 2GO.
Like,
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
So, I don't like commercial radio because they've got like the 5 songs they play all day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
And it's so basic.
Yeah, I radio surf constantly. So
yeah, me
there's
too.
No
flick.
No,
I just use Apple Music.
I just Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
Flick.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, must be what the
either
young kids
of those
do.
Things. Like, I play Fortnite. Oh, no, that's what the kids do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Millennials.
So, today we've got...
gripe?
I actually do have a gripe.
There we go.
With Aaron. You know, like... Okay. Yeah, sorry, we're just eating organic matter. You know, like, how we use the email system and I send you invites to the podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
And... So it's like
I think he doesn't want me to keep messaging him saying what time's podcast this week.
Yeah, he's always like what time's
and
the podcast.
And he used to be really polite and answer, and now I just get I sent you an invite.
I did. You just open your calendar and it's there. You just open your calendar.
Okay.
You click accept. So that's my only gripe this week.
Okay. Well, I did do that for this week and
sweet,
next week.
Sweet. So.
Oh, good.
That's
look at
us.
Thanks
for reminding. I got 2 invites.
Yeah, it's
did
really
you?
Effective.
I got one last week and one this morning. Reminding me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's a bit Nazi.
I just, you know, like to run a tight ship and
I really don't.
No.
Well, you got other things in your life.
That's right. I don't live in a bubble.
Yeah. I love my bubble.
I'm just jealous though, in all honesty. It'd be so nice.
So. Interesting when he has a full-time girlfriend how the priorities might change.
Yeah. Or kids. That's the clincher.
I don't know if I'm emotionally strong enough to have kids.
Can I answer that for you?
Yeah. No, but you're going to.
I think you'd be a great dad.
Oh, hang on, I need a sound for that. Hang on. Thank you.
After his response this morning when I came into his house, I'm not sure.
What was that?
He goes, apologies for the mess. And I said, you should see my home with 3 kids. He goes, no, I don't want to.
He's seen my car. I think that's enough.
Anyway, this isn't my millennial bagging Glenn session. Probably is, though. So, hey, jump on Instagram at MyMillennialMoney. That's where we share cool stuff that we talk about. We've also got a private Facebook group. You can just search My Millennial Money on Facebook, join the group and hang out with us. We do cool giveaways and stuff like that. And also, we like to give people practical and fun financial tips along the way without being too serious. So, yes. So, Jake, you are a small business owner.
Yes.
And you own a cafe called...
I own Green Tangerine down at Long Jetty.
So, Long Jetty on the New South Wales Central Coast because... There we do have listeners in Western Australia.
Oh,
so,
lovely.
If they're ever over on the east side, drop
and
in.
You can visit us.
In Victoria. Yeah. How's this? Our hello to everyone in France because our third biggest demographic
is
France.
Really?
That's awesome.
Oh,
Australia, United States, United Kingdom and France. Oh, no.
Fourth.
No, sorry.
I thought it came.
No, I was actually looking at iTunes- The third is Great Britain, United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. But the on overall, through all the channels, France is third.
Hmm. Well, when any of your followers come down to the beautiful Central Coast, then come down to 393 the Entrance Road, Long Jetty. And
yeah. And so...
Nicely coffee. Done, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mate. Not his first rodeo.
He's done that before.
Yeah. So, what's the, well, while we're here, what's the Instagram for Green Tangerine?
It's at Green Tangerine at Long Jetty. And yep. That's the same for our Facebook and our Instagram.
Sweet. Please. So, and it's not only a cool cafe. Mm. What else does your business have?
We have a bakery out the back run by my head baker, Alex, who's actually from France.
Way.
Wow. So, he's been with us for 3 years now.
Wow.
Great little, great baker. And he's helped out by a colleague of his, Damien, who lives down here in Gorrican on the Central Coast. And we've just hired another guy called Dean, who is Irish. So,
wow.
You know, we've got a bit of everyone down at GT.
Yeah, so. Loving it.
Yeah, no, and we wholesale out to about 17 other bakeries.
Wow.
Bakeries and cafes.
Yeah.
We've just come on board today as Flower & Co. at Toowoomba, just around the corner.
Ah, good. Shout out to Flower & Co, everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great
get
cafe.
Get us through these.
Yes, we often, in between podcasts, we go.
I went there before I came here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I noticed that. I was wondering why that was from there and not the Green Tea.
It's funny.
Didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Why are you drinking other people's products?
They're the second best cafe on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
You're checking good, out the competition.
Yeah, so at Flower & Co is on Instagram. Check that out. It's a cool little hole in the wall. My studio aka house is literally on the same block behind it, and if you look on the Instagram TV, it'll be there where we're in a car, the three of us. We were driving around to get a coffee this morning. We usually walk, but we just needed a little bit of extra time to chat, so and I took John
so you
for
took
a
the car.
Yeah, I took John because John had never been in my car and he wanted to see.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like it better when you're not in it.
Yeah,
it's
well
it's crazy.
He thought he was Garth Tander.
Yeah.
The immaculately kept car of James Glenn
yeah.
James.
Yeah,
I but think we need to go around there after here because I forgot.
Oh, totally.
Sticky Chai,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, Grace, who is one of the owners there at Flower & Co., she's going to come on the show and talk about travel because she's basically...
She's been everywhere.
Yeah, she's a travel blogger, photographer.
Oh, fantastic.
Her Instagram... Oh, can you... Someone... Anyway, it's Grace...
Pickett.
Mm. Is that the...
I don't think that's the tag, though.
No.
No.
What is it? Shots by Grace.
Shots by... Yes.
Shots by Grace. Yeah.
Awesome.
Check that out. It's really cool. Yeah. So...
I should stop giving other people's businesses.
Yeah, that's right.
So, back to GT.
So, do you stop Guinness because of the Irish connection?
Yeah.
Or,
Well, it has been asked, but we don't have our liquor license, so we're going to have to hold off for a while.
out the back only.
Yeah. What's your favourite podcast?
For My Millennial Money.
Yes. That is your favourite podcast.
I like the one from Spear Finance last week. Was it Genevieve?
Yes.
Yeah, she's great.
I thought she was really, really good.
Yeah. So, if you're looking at that, I think it was episode 108, maybe. And it's for first home buyers.
Mm.
So, yeah, if you want to check that out as well, Genevieve's a mortgage broker who talks about first home owners. So.
Mm. Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
Yeah.
That was my favourite. But.
Yeah, sweet. Ooh. So, you don't sound and look old. How old are you?
I'm only 22, going on 23 in November.
That's amazing.
Wow. It's great.
Well done.
Thank you.
So good.
Did you finish school?
I did, yeah. I did year 7 to 10 at Berkeleyvale High.
Yeah.
And then 11 and 12 at the entrance campus, just up the road from here.
Yeah, sweet.
And in year 11, I did my certificate 3 in property services real estate.
Right.
Doing year 11. And then... At the end of year 12, I got my first job.
Actually, can...
Down the road.
Yeah, just stop there. That's some gold for any people in year 11 and 12.
Mm.
You studied on the side, something you were passionate about.
Teacher.
Yeah. So, and you can do it, like, you know, it's a subject you can do in year 11.
Was.
Yeah.
It's part of your HSC as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can do property.
You can do anything. So, well, it might be different now from when I was there, but you used to be able to have a TAFE course as a subject that you were doing in year 11.
Mm.
So, you know, every Tuesday afternoon after, I think it was like after 11 or 12 o'clock,
you could
get on the bus, head to Gosford, walk up the Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Do what they have for
me. So, for those thinking uni degree, hex debt, all that sort of jargon, tune in to Jay.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend going to TAFE. I loved my time at TAFE.
Yeah.
Hoping to go back in a couple of weeks. Do a bit of small. There's some small business courses you can do there.
Oh, sweet!
Just little quick learning ones. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea for anyone in year 11 and 12 who doesn't want to go to uni. And
well, I don't. Not many people know this. I left school after year 11.
Did you?
Because, yeah, yeah. Because I was like, I'm not going to sit here and have you tell me what to do.
I reckon you're a rap out of school.
And he hasn't listened since.
No. I was the treasurer of the SRC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they lost their treasurer.
Yeah, they did.
Probably.
And
probably
their money.
Good excuse.
took the money with you.
Yeah, that's right. Rolling it. Yeah, so I left and then I did an apprenticeship in telecommunications and went to TAFE.
I did not know any of this.
Yeah. And then I did that and then because I always had a passion for money and personal finance after my apprenticeship.
As any young, 18, 19-year-old.
Well, yeah, well, even at age 16, I would always be reading share books and investing and doing all that.
Yeah.
And then
one of my, because we got a dishy at work, obviously, and he's only, I think, 16, 17, and he's decided to buy shares in Tesla.
Ah, yeah. I'm sorry.
So he's already looking at buying shares. So maybe he's following in your footsteps.
Yeah, he's listening to your podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I was being a bit facetious when I said I'm sorry because I don't think Tesla's ever made any money. But
but I think the idea behind it's good. Like he's aware and he's interested.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think he should listen to our podcast.
Me?
No, he should.
Oh, he should. He probably does.
Yeah, so yeah.
That would have been the last thing on my mind at the age of 16.
Yeah, so like 16, it was really weird because I had a passion for business and money and, you know, and also photography. So in year 11, my last year of school, the two subjects I came first in was photography and business studies. And fast forward to today, I'm running my own business and doing a whole heap of media stuff because I've got my studio. So it's like from a young age,
you
I had a passion.
You're interested in.
And yeah, there's a slight deviation to set up my life. And then it's that, you know, follow your passion and get paid for it.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's the key, isn't it? It's not work when you love it. So
that's right.
Is that the case for you, Jake?
100%. I mean, I've worked for other people and other companies and what have you. And I think when you can be your own boss and live on the Central Coast and own your business on the Central Coast. And
it looks like a fun place to work.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm surrounded by a really good team.
Yeah.
All love to have fun.
Mm.
Like the vibe's really good.
Mm.
Yeah, no, they are great. And, you know, I think it's good to come to work every day and know that you've got a team that supports you and you can support them. And we all just work together. I mean, they probably cover for me more than I cover for them. But
it's their job.
Yeah. So they're great. And I love going to work every day. And I hope that they do too. But
were they an existing team or did
well, some of them were. I've hired a few extra people since from when I took over.
Yeah.
Just because even though we've coming into winter, the business is still quite busy.
Yeah.
So obviously, and like some of the guys go to uni and some of the other guys go to TAFE. So we've got to be able to have the extra staff on to cover for those.
So it's a pretty young staff, Jack.
That's what I was going to ask.
Our youngest is 17.
Yep.
Yeah.
And our eldest is 25, 26.
Oh, okay.
But I mean like Damien, who I mentioned before in our bakery, I don't know if I'll mention his age. He might shoot me a bit. He's the grandfather of the business, I'd say. So
right.
But he's great and, you know, they all work together and get the job done at the end of the day. So, it's all I can ask.
What time do they get there in the morning?
The bakers?
Yeah.
Anywhere between 1:30 to 2:30 in the morning.
Do they sleep before they go in?
I personally don't think they do. They tell me they do. For example, Alex was out with helping me the other day. We were putting the new signage on the window and he was helping me and that was about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And he had to start work at 1:30.
Jeez.
So, I don't know how long
he did, it's like minimal.
He probably had like 2 hours sleep, yeah.
So, if Erin's rolling home late from the pub one night, can she go knock on the doors of the Green Pantry at 2:30 and get a pie? Or,
she can give it a go, but I don't know if she'll be met with a cheery face.
So Jake sent me.
It's particularly cold at that time.
So, tell me your cafe,
the
front section where all the seats are.
Yep.
I've noticed in there you've got a sky garden.
I do, yeah.
Tell me about that.
So, when I first took over,
Jake,
I looked at the roof and I thought, you know, you always fix, you always put things on walls or on the floor or what have you. And I thought, this roof is just so bland. And, you know, you can really make a good space. And I went down to Mumbo Jumbo's at Terrigal just after they opened
And that's a cool place too.
Haven't been there.
Well, they gave me the idea on...
All right, probably would.
too many young people there.
Yeah.
But then they had this company, Eve's Garden Project.
Right.
They're on Instagram at that as well. And she came in and helped me design the garden that I wanted to put up on the roof. And we put some other plants around the shop as well. So,
how do they how do they maintain?
How do we maintain the plants?
Have you told him your problem?
I heard that you got some water on you the other day.
Without a doubt. The funniest thing I've seen this year.
I'm leading. I'm pulling you along for this point.
It's the look on Glenn's face.
I heard that.
It couldn't have happened to anyone else.
Old gardening contractor came in and was watering the plants, and you were under the plant, and they perhaps put a little bit too much water in.
He did ask for a long black. Yeah. And suddenly
your long black had a taste of dirt in it.
Oh, it was just hilarious. Like, where John and I are sitting there having a chat.
I wish I could have seen his face.
Oh, it was just, I didn't really know. Like, I'm chatting, and then, I don't know, she came over and put the ladder there, and she's got this literally hanging over us, watering. And I'm like, there's customers here just. Anyway, just this water dripping. Mm.
She doesn't do the plants anymore.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. She doesn't work there anymore.
Katie, she got her fired.
Yeah. Katie, my general manager, does it now. So.
I didn't pay for that coffee.
I probably would have made you pay double.
Yeah.
Long black with a...
How's this? I actually got someone fired from a cafe.
You horrible.
No. I'm just trying to think. Because I used to drink soy piccolos, and they're really hard to make.
Mm.
And I knew
the people. Have them growing up as a kid on the farm, a soy piccolo. Listen to it, will you?
Bugger off. Anyway, this is it. So, we're out the front of this cafe, and I know the owners and whatnot, and they had a new barista on, and the barista came out, the soy piccolo, and it was like a big, you know how it's like, the head on it, if this was to scale, it was like, you know, a good inch or half the cut was the froth or whatever you call it. Anyway, it's too hot. Anyway, it's separated.
Yep.
And I said to the owner, I said, it's not the fact that the soy piccolo was bad. It's the fact that it got served to me.
Oh, my God.
You're horrible. But am I right or am I right?
I don't agree.
All my baristas are fantastic.
As a business owner, I would appreciate.
Thank you. And I'm saying it as a business owner.
I probably wouldn't have fired them, but I would have.
Yeah, I don't think they got fired.
Given them some extra
lists. They didn't get fired.
Yeah.
They just didn't get any more shifts. What?
So, Jake, this is off the run sheet. Not on the run sheet, I should say.
The run sheet that I was given 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That no one's looked at.
Gets up Aaron here for not knowing what day the podcasts are on. But
yeah. My office is some 200 metres from yours.
Yep.
And I think about 100 metres the other way is the where I get my car washed.
Oh, car wash 2261.
Yeah. So,
we all get our car washed.
I got my car washed there.
With Shady.
Shady, great guy.
Shout out. In that precinct, I counted 10 places where I can have a coffee.
Yeah.
What would you say is your niche in that area that sets you apart from the others?
Point of differentiation.
POD.
POD.
Yeah. What's your point?
Look, I think it comes down to the quality of food we get. We make sure everything's fresh. We order day to day. We source our coffee from a company called the Little Marionette, which are down in Balmain, which is something different to most of the cafes here on the coast. There's
If I can jump in there, if you want to taste the coffee, Little Marionette, where the ivy is on George Street, there's a little lane that connects Angel Place.
Near Peter Alexander.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, so they do little
Where we got a photo taken.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I said, these are the same coffee people as Jake's.
Yeah. And they're great. And I think, we're one of the only, we are the only cafe in the Long Jetty area, Toowoomba Bay area.
Until
that's
now.
No one else is allowed. And we have a specific blend that we have that the guys help us create. Mm. And You know, we source our fruit and veg from a local company up in Erina Heights, and we get all our stuff, our eggs, our milk, everything is from local businesses.
I will say the food there is amazing.
Mm. Mm, it is.
It is.
Like, if that's a compliment to your team.
Yeah, I think the team put a lot of effort into the prep work that has to take place. And, you know, they if something is off, they don't go, oh, we'll just put it on, hopefully no one notices. Like, they'll get rid of it. So, yeah. And not saying other businesses do that, but, you know, we make sure we, you know, my team especially make sure that everything's always fresh and healthy.
And I will say, and we might actually get you back on another week because we're going to talk about another topic, but we won't with you today. Buying the business, it was an established business. It was a going concern, bakery, you know.
And you would have been 21?
Yeah.
21 when I took it.
That's amazing.
I had flown. I gave myself 3 weeks in the UK as a Kentucky. I did a three-week Kentucky for my birthday, my 21st birthday.
And then came back and just...
And I came back a week later and took over the business.
Wow.
Sorry, were there any fears around launching into that? Because that's the great thing about starting young, isn't it? There's no real historical information in our mind.
There was obviously that initial fear of when you're buying it, when you're talking with your broker or you're talking with your lawyer or you're talking with the sales agent. You know, no matter how many documents you read and know how many P&Ls you read or, you know, transaction reports you read, you got to go with your gut. And if it's not feeling right, it's not feeling right. And it doesn't matter how many people you talk to, how many other business owners you talk to, every day you have doubt when you're buying it.
Mm.
And you're like, okay, is this the right decision? And of course, there were days for me where I just went, you know, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Is it the right decision for me financially? I remember speaking with Glenn about it when we were in the initial stages. And, you know, I spoke to everyone I could. But at the end of the day, every time I went home, you know, kind of wash off the day, I sat there and said, yep, this is what I want to do. From the very first time I walked in there, I loved it. And that was before they did the renovations.
As a client?
As a general customer. And that was before the renovations, before I even knew that it was for sale. And then when I found out it was for sale, I'd already been in conversations with Glenn about trying to get a second income revenue happening. And, the business came up. And, that's how I...
And how did you... I assume that it wasn't $20,000. how did you come up with...
I wish it was $20,000.
Yeah. How did you come up with that type of dosh?
Yeah. I was... I had personal savings from my work that I'd had done.
Sure.
I was fortunate when I was 18, 19, I had some really well-paid jobs.
Yeah.
And I kind of put that money aside and I was thinking trying to buy an investment property and, you know, do the way that everyone else does it. But I was fortunate that we had some family money that also helped me. My mum and dad were really great supporters of the idea and I'm really happy to help out. And they understood that, you know, my whole goal in life was to be my own boss.
Yeah.
Because everyone else in my family is their own bosses. So when you grow up around that culture,
That's so weird. That's really important.
It is.
Yeah. Mm. My father is self-employed. Mm. My grandfather was self-employed.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, my dad's self-employed. My mum was a florist. She had her own business for 20-something years.
For you, it's just natural stuff.
It was a natural thing to do. And working for someone else was kind of a foreign... Well, it wasn't a foreign concept, but it was a bit for me to swallow at the time. And... when GT came up, I said to Mum and Dad and took them out to dinner and I said, I've got this really great idea. And Mum rolled her eyes and she's like, oh, here we go. Dad was all for it and said, let's do it. So
great.
I was
well
lucky
done,
that, you know, the family were there to help me out and, we used family money and my own savings. And
perfect. So I don't know, like if you are about to leave school and the university isn't for you, you don't like... I don't even know what I'm saying. Like, you can actually do whatever you want. John can say it well. Say something, John.
I'd go as far to say university shouldn't be for you. Get out and run your own business. And
you just go with your gut. Uni's not for everyone, and I would encourage everyone to do what they want to. Yeah. Mm.
Jake from the Green Tange, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's really cool. But we're going to have you back on to talk about living with
friends
and flatmates.
That's going to be fun.
So we'll do that in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Oh, that's good.
It's good, Joe.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Gator Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.